Puppy Love Holiday Collection, written by C. Cole, narrated by C. Cole. Puppy Love Thanksgiving. Katie looked at the groceries stacked on her kitchen counter. Green beans, cream of mushroom soup, and dried onions for green bean casserole? Check. 5-pound bag of potatoes, milk, butter, and cream cheese for mashed potatoes? Check. 4 cans of cranberry sauce, 2 for her for later? Check. Turkey thawing in the fridge? Check. Box of store-bought stuffing because cooking and chopping up gizzards was one step more than she cared to take? Check. 3 jars of gravy? Check. All she had to do now was put the refrigerated parts away until morning, and then cook it all once she'd walked her pup, Rue. No negotiating that one. Rue was walked first every morning and walked long enough to be happy to come home to an apartment, rain, wind, shine, and holidays included. That should still leave her 5 hours to get everything else ready, which should be possible. She just hoped everyone else would remember their parts, or there'd be no appetizers or desserts, and the drink selections would be limited to orange juice and soda. No matter what, though, they'd have the core of a Thanksgiving meal, and that's what counted. Her phone rang, and she tensed. It was after 9. She'd already talked to her mom for the day. No one should be calling. Not unless it was bad news. Tucking her long brown bangs behind her ears, she grabbed the phone and glanced at the screen. It was her brother, John. "Hey there, how's it going?" she answered the phone, secretly wincing. "Good, good. Look, I don't know how to say this, but, you're not going to make it tomorrow?" "I'd love to. You know I would. But there's this project at work, and we didn't get enough done before the holiday to make the deadline, and I'm up for a promotion next month, and I'll make it up to you, sis. I promise." Right. Just like he had the last 10 times he'd put work ahead of family. But no point getting upset about it, because it wasn't going to make him change his mind. Her brother was a good guy, just a workaholic who found family events emotionally stressful, so tried to avoid them as much as possible. Honestly, she kind of envied him for that. She shook herself and said, "Okay, I'm going to hold you to it. Lunch for you and me when the project's over." "Done. Give Mom and Grandma my love."
"Will do."
She hung up the phone and started to put the refrigerated items away. At least she hadn't let him volunteer to bring the turkey this year. She'd only made that mistake once. And he'd called the night before, not the morning of. So, you know, in the grand scheme of things, not so bad, really. She put Taylor Swift's latest album on and cranked the music, singing along about how it was her, me, she was the problem. At least her mom, stepdad, grandma, sister, and sister's latest boyfriend were still going to come. In her one-bedroom apartment, that would be more than enough people. She set up the folding table and threw a bright blue tablecloth on top. She decided she really didn't care about matching the season this year. She wanted pretty and bright for her new place. It was the first time any of her family was going to see it, after all. The phone rang again. Katie glared daggers at it as she paused the music. She glanced at the display. It was her sister.
"Hey, Beth, how's it going?"
With Beth, it was a coin flip on whether she was calling to cancel or calling to say she couldn't bring dessert after all. Beth sniffled on the other end of the phone. "Ah, calling to cancel. Of course." Katie forced cheer into her voice.
"Beth, everything okay? I want to be there tomorrow, Kit Kat. I really do, but..."
She sniffled again and then wailed.
"Mike and I just had the biggest fight because we always go to my family's for the holidays and he doesn't think it's fair."
They'd only been together 3 months. Katie wasn't even sure which holidays he was talking about. Her birthday? Would he have rather spent that at his parents? Halloween, maybe? Labor Day? Diwali? Yom Kippur? The man wasn't Indian, nor was he Jewish, but what other holidays were there? And not like Beth had spent any of those with her family anyway.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?